me your hand. The lighter I'll see you again. Give me one kiss and a smile from your heart. And don't blame your eye with a tear. But leave what I say. You have a home in my heart and a place that
it's a nice song, is it?
Nice, isn't it?
That's a good swing. He was there in the rolling dressed in Marnie's red and green. With her tiny silken curtains twined around her pretty head. And her arms, they are so handsome, and go tell the boys and know that I won her heart by dancing in the old plantation shoes. Let it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd buy my love a wagging, oh, a nabby coated web. I'll kiss each and I'll make money and I'll marry that fair maid. We will have the grandest wedding and for dancing I'll be bound. The gold of thee will be shining, the beach shoes I will stand down. When I came up near the darky, oh, my feet went up and down, and my heart was pulsating, and with her I walked around. I said, darling, do you like me? When she smiled, her lips so sweet. How I bid for all the money I'm in love with, and I see. So her farms, they are so handsome, and go tell the boys and girls that I won her heart by dancing in the old plantation shoes. There you go.
I heard a drunkard's name, but before they got drunk, and dreamed, you go to sit, you have a dead dog, and he never drank after. Did you ever hear that one?
What's the name?
He was drinking, the drunkard's name was the name.
Drunkard's
he was drinking, you know.
And he
was drinking, the boy said, you have a dead dog.
And the drunkard's poor wife, have you got that?
No, Billy Hippies. I learned that from Laura Hippies. Laura had it. I learned it from Laura.
There's another place. I know it really well. Well, of course, you've got to go up.
What?
That's what you do up there. Catch
up
that little bit out there, catch.
Is
there anything there? I wonder if she got mad with Bill. You want to hear him the next way she gets when she gets drunk?
Who?
Well, Laura.
She don't drink,
oh,
does
she?
Oh, you
get nice to hear him all by his
chest. Oh, no, it's Teddy. You don't think about.
Oh, yeah. And you know, she hit him. So this night she don't look and stuck into him. And I had to take her on Saturday and she was to stay there and all and make 2 hours and then we'll be all right. So we got her, I got that one night. But that's what she does. We really get pushed to a time one night and she got the big knife for the kill and Bill had to hide Bill in the room.
Oh, that's Bill
Hickey's
from home, is it?
Yeah.
Bill, no.
No, Bill up in the Swans, he's up in the Swans. He landed there before one night. And our Bill was
home. I don't know.
No. And our Bill.
He brought her to
Well, I want to read a singing thing, you know some more.
Hopefully it's more,
that's it, Jack. Oh, darn it, you're looking well.
look neat and clean. Yeah. I never saw you drunk about. Come tell me where you've been. Yeah. Your wife and children and all are well. That once you used them strange. And are you kind unto them now? How came that stolen change? It was a dream, a warning dream. Great heavens had sent to me to rout me from my drunkenness, great want of misery. I had my wages spent in drink for wanton reach of you. I almost broke my merry purse and starved my children too. I danced, I sung in drunkenness, whilst Mary's tears did stream. And like a beast I fell asleep, and I had this morning dream. I limp once more, I stagger home, where all things they look true. I miss my wife, wherever she's gone, and strangers in the room. The people said, for things she's dead, she lived a wretched life. And poverty had broke her heart for being a drunkard's wife. Oh rise, and speak to us, day her children cry. Oh rise, and speak to us, we'll cry no more for bread. Oh rise, and speak to us, eager children cried. And when I woke, my Mary dear was kneeling by my side. I clasped her in my aching arms, while crystal tears did stream. And ever since I bless God above for sending me the warning to him.
And she's right down Dobson Summer singer sounds is
so that's all we could have to do. See, we had no radio spell ago.
Oh.
We had no television.
Mm-hmm.
So God helped us, we wouldn't learn a song if someone said to sing with
it. And if you didn't make a bit of fun for yourself, you
couldn't have no fun.
You wouldn't know the word at all.
Well, I'm sung to 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Often some 3 o'clock in the morning, sing the song they sang. I never sing the one over because I had to manage it for that. I never sing the one song over, hardly. See, this is the reason why, see, we have too many songs for the people to get.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are after dying and the songs are gone, see. The songs are going out because no one has had.
That's right. You only have one down on paper yet, haven't you?
Oh,
I'll stay those charts ones, because the answer better, we had them on the, you know, they'll sing them over there and you get answer better, the charts ones.
I don't even know if that's picking up.
We don't plug in there.
I don't know
what happened. Oh, there. As I rode about one evening in June, word of you, the and the meadows well. I beheld a fair damsel, she appeared like a queen, with her costly fine robes and her mantle so green. My stunning maid, I was shocked with surprise when I thought there some angel come down from the sky. With her eyes shine like diamonds and her cheeks like a rose. She is one of the fairest that nature composed. I said, handsome fair one, will you come along with me?
I'm sure you must miss you, for I'll live with no man, and I must go with you. To the green fields I'll wander, and I shall miss you, since the land that I love lies at must ensure not married, please tell your love's name, for I was in battle, and I may know the same. Draw near to my men, who were to slain to be seen. His name is Tisrotan, mine and to so green. In rising armen, truth was there to behold. Was his name and her name wrote in letters of bright gold. Oh, your Willie O'Reilly, he appeared in my view, and he was my loyal comrade at St. Waterloo. We fought in Victoria where the loud bullets flew, and the white steel of marble where your true love did die. We fought in Victoria till the fort has turned new. He received it wound on the day of June. And when he was dying, I hear his last cry. If you were here, loving and sick, and sent to the die. She stood in a maze, it was paler she glowed. She fell to the ground with her heart full of woe. Cheer up, lovely Nancy, 'twas I won your heart. In your father's green grove now that night we depart. In your father's green grove by a dark shady tree, where you fainted in my arms the last parting from you. So the cruel war is over, and peace is proclaimed, and you're welcome in my arms, lovely Nancy, again. Though this couple gets married, as I hear people say, they had no booze to attend them on their wedding day. To the over to Patrick, for we had the game, the round began and the shook the house rain. Ted wasn't coming and they stuck on KJ. She opened, she told him first to go away. I believe it in little of what she did say, and causes his temper to rise. Ted Wadman out on the floor he did stand, the hot off his jacket, the fight like a man. And tis for jacket, dig, I don't give a damn, so let him step out on the green. 'Twas out on the green where they rattled their hands, you could hear them inside like the horns of a ram. Just like a young sheep when she beat out her lamb, when she knew it would not be her own. Till they never been plenty here around the place. The body gets violent, he just gets the taste. He drink and get drunk, make yourselves as a beast, and so God and protect our poor souls. But open jar said, now it's just a goddamn we got to go. You ain't big long. I should come down there, he know that. I went to the store, I was going to that. And got guards on the line, next come down, because I'll be held up there. And chasing down the goddamn Mr. Jeffers got to go. I said, Gus, there could be a lot of money made on your face if you had to send for a large picture.
I bet you
will manage to. Let's go,
be for his picture when he was home to school.
Yeah.
Never know. The only way you know him now is when he's late, right? He's only from sitting from home.
Not I forget it.
Yeah.
You can know how it's going to make them. I'll be glad of my mind. I'm going to go to you.
Someone was telling me they met Charlie one evening going down the road, Charlie Pittman. And they were coming up, who was that about? And they said, asked him where was he going. Well, he said, go now and I'll see you, Jimmy. See you, Jimmy, here and come fresh as a pig. They're on the way down to the priest's house.
Both that time there. Well, need in the congregation back, you see. You know, the church was plenty full. And that's how low was there, but we were asked to confession. I always think about my going to church.
Okay.
Right. Yes, sir.
Where are we going yet?
We haven't got much longer around
our corner. Christ, the only girl I've got to be that longer now. I'm 77 years old. I won't have to be that longer ever, you know.
You never think you're anymore.
We might be gone before you get.
But yeah. Didn't say you're anymore.
I'm 69. I'm in that provincial circle.
Huh?
69. That's right. I'm the first to be there. I'll cruise out again, you know. I have two names.
Yeah?
It's hard to call me now. Hard to get me down. I have two names.
Yeah?
See ya. Send out the verse of Jim Connors, see? Jim Connors' name, see, Lona?
Oh, yeah.
I guess my mother's name, see?
Oh, yes.
Now, when I get my chick, now I have to put Jim Connors on first, because it comes Jim Connors' name, then put Jim Bart down on to see? I put his name on, I guess it changes. I went to the first one, I got to the bank manager, and he told me this is what they do, where I would get no time to see. Yeah.
Well, I'm missing him yet.
Yes, sir, I'm getting that. Miss Woodman is getting it from me now.
Yeah.
Good thing that. Face no good to talk, you know. She never speaks. I never speaks when she speaks. No, that's no good to me, sir. I've been seeing her go out in the head, someone talking to me. I always want company, see? Now she sits down her all right. She wouldn't take him if she beat him.
Before you go to sleep right now, think of him. Keep in your mind. A few good swimming.
Yeah.
That's what
it
is. He get among a bunch of his own on the island of Erie. Do you know that one?
I do snow or something. Those are snow.
Sing that one,
dear. I enjoyed that.
Frank, Vince.
Yeah?
You know, this guy's over the hills, eh? And I used to live in this house, there. Eh? And every time they come, they look into the pan, they want something to eat, you know?
Yeah.
Without this thing, Michael Joseph is getting a call. Because I said, give him, I said, now they're cooking for Frank and Vince Green over the hills, you know? And they come out. Very good now.
I went home and I skinned him and cleaned him for a bit of 45 pound of the pan. He was cooking me a swear and I was in the pan, you know, smelling. So Vince come over and he looked at the pan. What are you cooking? I'm cooking an old clover, I said. Leave the last, said, oh, Chris, then he said he's cooking a party. You want to give us a bit of any sentence? I said, oh, said, sure, you know, you can have a bit of what's done. Because I said, you can have it all, because I don't care anything about patterns. I went to a little bit of kitchen and took it up on the plate. They had a big meal and a crow and I made it for Paris. But I said, you know, so after eating a crow, I went out and I brought in the wings, the skin and the soup of ours. So that was no. And Vince had to sit beside the pair. I said, what's I going to do with the rabbit? The rabbit didn't sleep now. So I used to rabbit in there. I got up the tree. I ducked into the road and the tree where we'd seen the trench, you see. And I takes off, slip off of the rabbit, and I put some bit of few ears into the sea. But he got to travel a little bit, come along, come out, and I was home. When he was coming back, he got his rabbit in the sick, looked at the sick, and come back with the rabbit in the bit of two ears. And he got to tell me, and I was, I bet you never got a rabbit with the two ears. No, I said, never heard anything getting there. I was flung up with the two ears. Oh, yes, we used to do everything. Another morning, they were fishing again, and they come over to me in the house and said, hey, Mitch, you're very young for the same. And I said, go fishing for another fish, that's summer too. I guess he was working, they're too young to go to work. So, well, I was hardening it, thought you'd be having energy, that's the beef. He said, we're going out tonight, you said, to harden it. I said, hey, yes, boy, we get somewhere and we're going to give you, I'm sure, boy, I said, I have that, I said, I get such a beef. Oh, we're going out to harden it, we're out the way, I said, yes, I'll be. I come in, going over 10 o'clock, and I don't have to plug out the door. He goes down 12 o'clock, and there was a door below. I put him out for a hand tomorrow, and I said, did you get any hand last night? No, and no. Vince was so goddamn stuck in the tug out of the door and she couldn't pull a wire. We should do different things, brother. You were laughing before you found a tad good. Open the door.
Wasn't there
down? They took it, haven't they?
Oh.
He stole everything, Alex. He stole the later, set mile, the morning bird and everything.
Yeah.
He took everything. They took that. They took that. You know that big light I used to have?
Yeah.
That's the gas lamp. They took that too. I lost all after going back to the house. I went back to the house. I stole it. You bit the windows out with the water. I had a second house and you bit the windows out with the little water in the lot.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know how it was. That's incredible.
Terrible.